Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the 21st century, the third decade of the 21st century. I'm glad you're here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about NAM.
So this is our 125th anniversary this year, founded in Cincinnati in 1895. 14,000 members, small, medium, large, are all across the country, the largest trade association obviously dedicated to manufacturing in the U.S. So very busy year. We're going to be doing something called Creators Wanted all year, huge tour around the country to kind of promote our 125th, and then culminating in September with the Making America Festival. Kind of think of it as South by Southwest for manufacturers in Cincinnati to kind of help promote our to raise the profile of manufacturing, but also hopefully to change minds about manufacturing as a sector and as a career.
I've been promoting the small business sector. I've been reminding people about the hidden sector. I consider small manufacturing companies to be the little unseen diamond in the economy. I've been talking about this since you and I met way back in the day at the SBA. I saw those people coming out of the woodwork. And they're just awesome part of the small business sector and of the economy. So keep up the good work and keep us posted on your progress this year with the 125th anniversary. And I'll give you guys some more airtime to talk about this. I love talking about small manufacturing, America's manufacturers. Folks, their index, the survey, the Outlook survey that they did in the fourth quarter, everything but one indicator was up. Sales, employment, investment, pricing levels. Benefits, exports, production, everything was up except inventories. That's one out of like a dozen, and it's just an amazing survey. And that was before, this was taken before the USMCA was signed and before we knew more about the progress on the China deal. I think your first quarter 2020 will be, I'm predicting it'll be off the chart, Chad. Talk to us about going forward.
Well, I think we're going to see a little bit slower growth this year, about 1.8%.
GDP
manufacturing
for the year?
Is going to continue to be for the year. But I do mean the positive news there is I don't see a recession in the forecast at all. Right? I think go back about 6-7 months or so. Certainly in that August time frame, everyone was worried about a recession in 2020. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to avoid a recession this year. And largely,
there just aren't any fundamentals for it. I mean, barring some kind of hysteria from Wall Street, driven by digital greed, there just aren't any economic fundamentals on the horizon to cause one, is there?
No, there isn't. But as long as the consumer continues to hang in there, and they have been so far, I think that's going to help us avoid a recession, and hopefully. We'll also see a global, business investment pick up a little bit. I mean, the real risk that's out there to the economy, mostly is coming from abroad, not from the U.S.
Right.
It's coming from the fact that you're seeing slowing growth, obviously, in China and Europe. Although both of those have stabilized a little bit, but there's certainly that slower growth is still an element that's going to continue to cause some weakness. I think for manufacturing. But for the overall economy, I don't see it really throwing us into a recession at this point.
Do you agree with me that one of the underappreciated undergirding of the U.S. economy just literally spread throughout the foundation of the economy is the unprecedented strength of the balance sheets of small businesses in America? Would you agree with me about that?
I do think that as we mentioned,
it's
kind of in the first segment.
It's almost no one's reporting it except me. I don't understand this.
Yeah. that, you know, just take that back, you know, to 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
That's when I was at the SBA. Everyone was talking about the lack of credit, the inability to get credit, and the impact that was going to have on their ability to grow their company, right? That credit is not really an issue now, and I think that's something that's going to help provide a little bit of a buffer for the economy.
Yep. Your forecast on GDP, I'm a little more optimistic than you, but quickly, don't you think that we need to rethink what's the best growth rate for a $21 trillion economy? I think it's not bad if we're at 2 to 2.5%. I think that's a good number now, don't you?
I agree with that.
Okay. That's a good way to end the show. Hey, thanks, Chad, for being here. Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best, as you can tell. We always get smarter when Chad joins us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.